Hello, welcome back to Magic Woods. So this is the second part of the longest Magic Woods story, The Pumpkin of Magic Woods, Part 2. So when we last left our heroes, Kitty, Doggy, and Bunny, they were stranded in a strange, dark world. And Kitty had just run into the trees because she had seen an orange thing in the woods. Well, they watched her run into the woods, and Doggy said, "Oh, I'm going to miss that kooky karate kitten." Bunny said, "We can't just let her go by herself, Doggy. We need to go after her. She may need our help." Doggy said, "Oh, okay, I guess you're right." So they held hands, paws, and they walked across the dark field and into the forest together. It was a lot darker under the trees and cooler. Bunny looked up at the mighty, gigantic trees and said, "Wow, it looks like some of these trees have been growing since the dawn of time." Doggy rubbed his belly. "I feel like I haven't eaten since the dawn of time." Bunny said, "What are you talking about? We just had a picnic and you ate a sandwich." Doggy said, "No, I only got one bite. And then we floated up into the air like balloons. And I left my sandwich there, my poor sandwich, all alone in that other world." Bunny said, "Come on, let's go find Kitty." Well, they found Kitty at last. She was inspecting a little shack, a little rundown shack made of wood and stone. And outside the shack were the remnants of a campfire and a big bowl full of dirty water. Kitty said, "See, somebody must live in this forest." Doggy said, "Good, maybe if they're home, they can invite us in for some food." Kitty rolled her eyes. "Doggy, if you're hungry, why don't you go look around for grubs or worms or something to eat? You're not picky." Doggy said, "Okay." So Doggy started sniffing around the dark forest floor looking for things to eat. And then he found two ropes lying on the ground, a green one and a red one. And he went, "Ooh, tasty worms." But the ropes rose up like cobras, and they said, "We're not tasty worms." Doggy said, "Oh, are you yucky worms?" They said, "No, we're lowly ropes." And Bunny stepped forward and bowed down. She said, "Nice to meet you, Mr. and Ms. Rope. My name's Bunny, and these are my friends, Kitty and Doggy." Doggy pointed to himself and said, "I'm Doggy." And the red rope looked nervous. He said, "How did you three get here?" Doggy said, "I don't really remember. I think we got kidnapped by a flying walrus, or maybe we hitched a ride on an underwater choo-choo train." Bunny said, "No, we floated up into the air and we just came here. We don't know how or why." The green rope shivered and she said, "You three should go back to wherever you came from now, quickly." "Why?" "Because our master might see you and he'll get very angry." All of a sudden, the animals heard a loud voice say, "How did you get here?" They turned around and saw a big, mean-looking jack-o'-lantern staring at them. He was alive. He had an orange fire inside him and inside his eyes. Doggy jumped back and went, "Ah!" And the pumpkin said again, "How did you get here?" "Did Mama help you?" Doggy said, "Nobody's grandma helped us, we swear." "I said Mama, not Grandma." "Oh." Bunny stepped forward tentatively. She said, "Please, Mr. Pumpkin, we don't know how we got here or why we came here, and we don't know anyone named Mama. We just want to go home." And the pumpkin stared at her a minute, and they could feel heat coming off him because of the fire inside him, and his eyes glowed. But he had a smile because he was a jack-o'-lantern. And Doggy said, "Mr. Creepy Pumpkin Dude, are you mad at us? Because you sound mad even though you're smiling." The pumpkin said, "Quiet, foolish beast!" And then he did something really weird. He spat a pumpkin seed out of his mouth, right at Doggy. And when the seed hit Doggy, Doggy turned into a statue. "No!" said Bunny. And then Kitty jumped forward. She went, "Kitty karate, hi-ya!" and kicked the pumpkin and cracked the side of him. And the pumpkin said, "Ropes!"
"Yes, master."
"Seize the cat and throw her into the prickers." And then the ropes zipped forward, quick as lightning, and wrapped around Kitty. Ah! She couldn't even defend herself. And then they tossed her through the air. Ah! And she landed in a big black pricker bush. She landed upside down, and the prickers held her in place. She kept trying to get out. Ugh! Ugh! But she couldn't. The thorny tangles held her fast. And the pumpkin looked up at Kitty and laughed and said, "No one can escape those prickers." And Bunny started to cry. She said, "Why are you doing this to us?" And the green rope said, "Probably, Ms. Rabbit, because of the prophecy that says he will be killed by 3 talking animals from another world."
"Quiet,"
said the pumpkin. "Sorry." And then the pumpkin looked at Bunny and said, "If you do me a little favor, I may let you or one of your friends go." Bunny said, "What are you talking about? You said Kitty can never get out of those prickers." And the red rope said, actually, all she has to do is say the magic word and then she'll get down."
"Quiet,"
said the pumpkin.
"Sorry, boss."
And then Bunny pointed at the statue of Doggy and she said, "And you killed Doggy. He's a statue." The green rope said, "Actually, Miss Rabbit, all you have to do is put water on him and..."
"Quiet."
"Sorry, boss."
The pumpkin stared at Bunny. "Well, will you help me?" Bunny didn't know what else she could do. She said, "I guess so. I don't really have a choice." But Kitty yelled down from the pricker bushes, where she was still hanging upside down. She went, "No, Bunny, don't help him." She said, "I don't know what else I can do." And then she started walking with the pumpkin and the ropes deeper into the forest. The pumpkin moved in kind of a weird way, sort of glided over the ground, and the ground sort of roiled underneath him like a river of dirt. It was pretty weird. Kitty yelled after them and said, "Bunny, please don't come back." But she was already gone. Well, the pumpkin and his ropes took Bunny to a big crater in the forest, a crater where no trees grew, and the floor of the crater was littered with bits of silvery metal and little clear crystals. And in the center of the crater, there was a hill, and there were steps on the hill, stone steps that went up to a gigantic tall tower. The tower was lovely. It almost looked like moonlight that had turned solid. Actually, that's exactly what it was made of. There was a window at the top of the tower and a door at the bottom. Otherwise, it was as smooth as glass. Well, the pumpkin and the ropes brought Bunny up the steps all the way to the tower door. And then the pumpkin said, "I need you to go inside this tower and take 2 crowns from a wizard at the top." Bunny said, "A wizard? I don't know if I can steal anything from a wizard." And the pumpkin said, "Don't worry, he's usually sleeping." And the green rope said, "And he's nice." Bunny said, "Well, why don't you just go up and get these crowns yourself, Mr. Pumpkin?" He didn't say anything, but the red rope said, "He can't, and we can't either. There's a spell on the tower that won't let us in." The pumpkin said, "Yes, but this rabbit can get inside, I bet. So, Rabbit, are you going to get the crowns for me? They're made of space silver, and each one has a different space crystal on the front. One is filled with red light, the other is filled with green light." Bunny said, "Okay." He said, "Well..." She said, "Fine, I'll go get them for you." And she stepped into the tower. She was able to get inside. And the red rope said, "Boss, she did it. You're going to be able to get the magic crowns back." And the green rope said, "The power to rule the universe will be back in your hands." The red rope said, "But he doesn't have hands."
"Quiet,"
said the pumpkin.
"Sorry, boss."
Well, Bunny climbed up the tower stairs, all 427 of them, to the room at the top. Whew, that was a lot of stairs. And then she opened the door to the little room. And she stepped inside. Well, the room had a bunch of potion bottles and bookshelves full of ancient books, and a wizard sleeping on a bed in the corner. The wizard had been sleeping there so long that his white and black beard had trailed across the floor and curled around the legs of the bed and the desk like vines. Bunny said, "Wow, it looks like he's been sleeping here a long time." And the wizard had a kindly face, but he looked like he was sad. And Bunny went up to him and said, "Sir, Mr. Wizard Man, wake up. I need your help, please." But he wouldn't wake up. Bunny said, "I guess he must be in some sort of enchanted sleep." And then the pumpkin called to her from the crater floor below. He said, "Well, Rabbit, have you found the crowns yet?" Bunny leaned out the window and looked way down at the pumpkin and the ropes, and she said, "Not yet." He said, "Well, look for them." She said, "Okay, okay." So Bunny searched the little room at the top of the tower, trying to find these crowns. But she didn't find crowns anywhere. She even checked the pockets on the old wizard's mystic robes. Nothing. The pumpkin yelled up to her again, "Well, Rabbit, did you find them yet?" And she leaned out the window again and said, "They're not here. Can my friends and I go home now, please?" The pumpkin said, "No, you will stay up there until you find the crowns." Bunny said, "But they're not up here." He said, "Then you will stay up there forever. Ropes." "Yes, master." "Guard this tower night and day. Make sure the rabbit never escapes." The green rope said, "Night and day? But it's always night here." And the red rope said, "Yeah, what if we have to sleep or go to the bathroom?" "Just do as I say." "Ah, okay, master. Sorry." The pumpkin said to himself, "If the rabbit is telling the truth, then where can the crowns be? And then he drifted away and into the forest. Meanwhile, up in the top room of the tower, Bunny slumped to the floor and started to cry again. She thought, "I wish we had never come outside. How are we ever going to get out of this mess?" Well, that's the end of part 2 of The Pumpkin of Magic Woods. Stay tuned for part 3, the final part of the first story of Magic Woods.